ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 22nd, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at President Emmerson Mnangagwa's address at the United Nations General Assembly today, where he called for the lifting of economic sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe.
We are building our country brick by brick, stone upon stone, with the support of our friends and partners. As my government continues to entrench democracy, good governance, and the rule of law, we are committed to vibrant, competitive, and peaceful political contestations. Notwithstanding our success, the ongoing deleterious effects of the illegal sanctions continue to hamper and slow down our progress and the realization of sustainable and inclusive development. Zimbabwe is a peace-loving country. We remain indebted to the SADC region and the African Union, as well as other progressive members in the Committee of Nations, for their unwavering support and calls for the removal of these unwarranted and unjustified sanctions on Zimbabwe. We once again call for their immediate and unconditional removal. My country welcomes the findings of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures on the enjoyment of human rights who visited Zimbabwe in 2021. Mr. President, at the international level, Zimbabwe has adopted an engagement and re-engagement policy. The policy is underpinned by the principles of mutual understanding and respect, cooperation, partnership, and shared values with other members of the international community. We desire to be a friend to all and an enemy to none. My country is greatly concerned that more than 20 years after the Durban Declaration and the Program of Action, hate crimes, xenophobia, racial discrimination, and intolerance have continued to increase at an alarming rate, including at international level.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa also spoke on his government's commitment or efforts to promote gender equality in the country, amongst other things.
My country knows that more work needs to be done globally to close the gender gaps that are often aggravated in terms of crisis. Opportunities are being created for all Zimbabweans, especially for women and youth, to realize their individual and their collective potential. Milestones have thus been achieved in the implementation of SDG 5 on gender equality, leading to expanded empowerment and employment opportunities for both women and the youth. The proportional representation for women in parliament is enshrined in the Constitution. Under my leadership, Zimbabwe has legislated reserved youth seats in the National Assembly.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking during his address at the United Nations General Assembly today. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kumusangano United Nations General Assembly muNew York uko mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vataura pamberi pegungano iri vachikurudzira kubviswa kwezvirango zveupfumi zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti ivo zviri kusunga nyika mbira dzakondo. But commenting on the same issue, Dan Moyo, a political analyst, says that there are more issues that could have been addressed by Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa.
This is really a speech of President Mnangagwa, namhlanje United Nations. A speech is awuhlali eZimbabwe, our experience udubo olukhona. Zimbabwe ngabe ucabanga ukuthi Zimbabwe iutopia ilizwe elilo elilakho konke okuhle okwenzakalayo. So umongameli Mnangagwa into ayenzayo la ukuthi uzama ukuportraya i-image yeZimbabwe ebonakala ongathi Zimbabwe lilizwe eliqhubekela phambili. Kodwa mase siya eqinisweni siyazi thina ukubana ilizwe leZimbabwe libuyela emuva ngentuthuko langento zonke. Umongameli ukhulume ngendaba ze-youth, climate change, wakhuluma ngama-SDGs, wakhuluma nge-infrastructure, konke nje okuhle ukuthi mawulalele ungathi lo muntu lo into azikhulumayo lezi izinto ezibukekayo kakhulu. Kodwa ma on the ground konke lokhu akukho. Esikubonayo is political persecution. Khona manje sibona abantu abafana labo Job Scala basejele bancitshwa ibail for their political beliefs. Sikhangele ukuthi i-alignment ye-constitution yeZimbabwe to ama-laws to be aligned with that ukwenzela ukuthi even thina esingapha e-diaspora sithole ivoti yethu, akukho lokho. Akulanto enza sibheka, akulanto eyaphambili ngokusupporta i-youth. Ungakhangela ama-permanent secretary lama-minister akhe bonke ngabantu abagugileyo, kodwa yena uthi ayisifake i-youth phambili. So in a nutshell ngingathi nje Mnangagwa uveze e-United Nations ukuzoqambela abantu amanga ngezinto ezingekho ezingenzakaliyo eZimbabwe.
That there was political analyst Dan Moyo in Washington speaking about what was going on at the United Nations General Assembly. And we are going to be also looking for perspective from some of our guests. Meanwhile, opposition party members of the Citizens Coalition for Change will be protesting Friday and Saturday on the sidelines of UNGA, accusing President Emmerson Mnangagwa of human rights abuses. The People's Patriotic Party, another opposition party, has also been protesting since President Mnangagwa landed in New York early this week. And now for perspective, we're joined by our guest, Mr. Nick Mangwana, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Information. Good evening and welcome to the program, Mr. Mangwana.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Mr. Mangwana, we've been, you know, seeing a lot of activity on social media and also people commenting saying that you know, they always expect the president to talk about the removal of sanctions. Was there anything new in what he spoke about at the United Nations today?
Yes, there was a message for everybody from the president's speech. Naturally, the United Nations is a multilateral institution where cross-cutting issues are discussed, issues that affect us globally, that affects now a number of nations, and also considering that the theme for this session is a watershed moment, transformative solutions to interlocking challenges. That speaks to challenges that are interlocking and cross-cutting across the globe. So he spoke to those. He spoke about climate change, which is a natural phenomenon that affects all of us. He spoke about terrorism, again, a global challenge. He spoke about COVID-19. We know how much in the last 3 or so years our lives have been brought to near standstill our economies have been ravaged by it. And it's not a one-nation issue. It's a cross-cutting issue. So he spoke to all those. But he also spoke of SDGs, which are, again, multilateral aspirations for everybody. He spoke of Agenda 2030, which is in tandem and aligned to our own national aspiration of our Vision 2030. So all these are building blocks to that prosperity that everybody is looking for globally. So the issues that he addressed were issues that resonate with member states of the United Nations through the General Assembly. So I heard somebody saying he didn't speak about job scale and so forth.
I was actually going to come to you.
No, what did you
Mr. Mangwana, batai makadaro. Ndanisha uya nchizo kufunza. Kuti pane vamwe varikuti izvo muri kutaura ku United Nations kuita kunge zvinhu zvakanaka munyika. Asi tiri kuona kuti munyika pari zvino pane vanhu varikusungwa uyezve vanhu vakadaisa vana job scale vebato Citizens Coalition for Change vachiri muchizarira pari zvino. Asi vamove ZANU-PF kana kuti vanenge vari vehurumende vanobatwa vanongoitwa inonzi ya catch and release zvakamira sei?
Kufunga kwavo hakuna kuipa nokuti ndiyo demokrasi kaya takati tinayo. Saka vanhu vanobvumidzwa kufunga nokutaura maringe namaonero avo. Asi chokwadi chaicho ndechekuti tine mutemo munyika unoshandiswa kuti nyika ive nerunyararo nerugare nekugadzikana zvakanaka. Saka ukachora mutemo ukanzi chimboti chakutonga uri kunze, but uchikutonga uri kunze usaita zvakati nezvakati, iwe woenda woneita izvozvo chaizvo wakanzi usaita. Matare hazvive nechivimbo chokuti kana ukazotyora futi havazokwanisi kuti vakutonga uri panze, nokuti vanotya kuti kana ukaenda uri panze unoita humwe unyasiri wokanganisa futi magariro akanaka evanhu. Izvozvo inyi zviri kumatare. Nokuti nyaya dzamunotarira idzi mukanotarira kana judgment chaidzo chaidzo dzakapiwa dzinongomira nenyaya yokuti aiwa une history kana nhorovondo yeunyasiri neunhubu ndo zvakaitisa zvinoitika zvavo zvakadaro. Asi hadzisi nyaya dzinoendwa nazo kuUnited Nations idzodzo kuti mupresident wobva kunyika kwavo vonosvika votaura nyaya idzodzo. Taura chaiko mune mutsvirungu tinoti those are national administrative issues. Saka nezvenge zvikori nyaya yekuti tikuti vanhu vana manumber plate musaenda parodhi. Munoda kuti president vaende kuUnited Nations vanotaura nyaya yekuti irwa zuva anoti kusunga vanhu vari vanomota zvisina manumber plate. Aiwa, ndidzo nyaya dzinotaurwa palevel yeforum yatiri kutaura nezvayo iyi. Saka vari kufunga kudaro vanobvumidzwa. Asi ngatitarise kuti forum ndeipi, inofanira kudhila nenyaya dzipi. Iforum yeglobe inodhila namaglobal issues, nama issues of national developmental issues anobata munhu wese.
Chimbobatai makadaro vamangwana, regai timbotora vatawanda Dzokora. Mr. Dzokora, if you're on the line, please come in, our second guest, to weigh in on what the president said and also just now on what Mr. Mangwana is saying. Hello, Mr. Dzokora.
Makadi chete mavelas, makadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Aiwa, tiri wadi muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nava Nick Mangwana, vanova ivo vehurumende uyezve tanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura. Imi sebato reCitizens Coalition for Change munoti chii?
Nick Mangwana havana zvavari kutaura. VaMnangagwa zvakare hapana chandanzwa chavataura. Zvavakataura ndo zvavakataura gore riya ravakapedzisira kuuya kuno. Vanouya kuzorevera vanhu nhema, vanouya kuzobata vanhu kumeso. Ndivava vaMnangagwa vakataura kuti muzvipatara munenge mane mishonga, iko zvino hamuna mushonga muzvipatara. Ndivava vaMnangagwa pavakapinda vakataura kuti vana vechikoro vanenge vachienda kuchikoro mahara. Vana vechikoro vari kutotadza kuenda kuchikoro nekutadza kubhadhara chero $10 chaiyo chaiyo. Ndivava vaMnangagwa vakauya muNew York vakabvunzwa naMr. Denmoyo vanga vachitaura nenyaya yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakwanise kunge vachivhota. VaMnangagwa vakaudza vanhu muno, vanhu vese vachinzwa, vakati nyaya iyoyoyo inenge yagadziriswa patinosvika 2023 inhema dzega dzega. Saka hapana chatinonyanya kutarisira kwavari kana vauya kuno, nekuti vanenge vachida kungotsvaga mari yekuti vazotsenga semushonga wemusana. Ndivava vaMnangagwa vanga vachitaura pamavabvunza apa vachitaura nyaya yemadzimai asi toziva kuti ndivo vamunangagwa vakabata chibharo mwana musikana anonzi Susan Mutami. Totarisawo zvakare zvavari kuita madzimai ETCC ana Honorable Joana Mamombe netsai naCecilia vakasungwa vakaita kunge vachatofa vakachirohwa vachiitwa kunonzi kubhinywa. Saka handione zvavari kutaura pamusoro pemadzimai vari kungouya kuzonyepera vanhu. Ndaida kutoti ndibvunzo vamangwana kuti sei vamunangagwa vachiramba vachishandisa maprivate jets anotora mari inopfuura kuma $5 million. Izvozvi ndege yavo yakapaka muNew Jersey mayakapaka umu iri kubhadhara 130,000 yekungoti yakapaka chete isiri kufamba. Votitaurawo zvakare kuti vanhu vose vanouya vakawanda kudaro kusvika 200 vanonzi vanouya kuzoperekedza mutungamiri wenyika. VeSouth Africa vachiuya nevanhu 20, Zambia ichiuya nevanhu 25, veZimbabwe sei vachiuya vakawanda kudaro vachipedza mari yevanhu. 5 million yavari kushandisa iyoyo yaito kunge yatokwanisa kugadzira chipatara cheHarare, chipatara chemupilo, chipatara chemutare nekubatsira kugadzira migwagwa yedu. Saka taneta kuti vanekuti vamunangagwa vanongouya takuda kunosvika kusarudzo votanga kunyepera vanhu. Totoudza vana veZimbabwe kuti musabatwe kumeso. Handei tinoregista kuvhota tibvise.
Mr. Chopora, if you can just give us, we're going to now go to a short break. So please stay with us and we'll continue this very interesting discussion we've got here. Tawanda Chopora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And we've also got Mr. Nick Mangwana of the Information Ministry. Let's take a break.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Les discours présidentiels, aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
Thank you there. Please don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our platforms. You can go to our Facebook platform. We are on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And we're also live streaming on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And don't forget to continue commenting. You can actually put in some questions that you'd like us to ask Mr. Mangwana of the Ministry of Information and also Mr. Tawanda Chopora, who we have here in the studio of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So we are also going to be taking our callers, so you can go ahead and write in your numbers and we'll also be calling you so that you can come up and tell us what you think. Let's go back to Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana, you heard what Mr. Chopora of the CCC was saying, especially asking about the delegation that came and other issues. Can you comment on that?
Well, Chopora was saying is basically hyperbole, in the sense that the president has got his own security arrangements, which unfortunately I'm not an expert to speak on. As to the number of people that came to support or to work in New York, 200 is a very, very gross exaggeration.
But how many people would you actually say came on the delegation? I
don't know, because obviously, like I said, some of the things speak to arrangements where there's an advance, the president's advance and so on. So I don't know how many people came, because I did not come on the presidential charter. I came also because there is work that I'm doing besides the issue that I'm dealing with regarding information around the president's mission here. But everybody that came here, I think you saw there's four ministers. they had specific roles to play in that. We had the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who, of course, is the one responsible for the United Nations portfolio. We had the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, and from the 19th, there were issues to do with education, and as well as the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education. And then the Minister of Finance, who deals with multilateral issues. So those were the four ministers that came, as far as I know. And, of course, they are supporting staff, and I think there is on permanent secretaries, I saw the permanent secretary for primary and secondary education, which naturally comes because there were those issues. We needed to give the technical support and advice to the particular minister. And mm-hmm. I also, I'm the other secretary that's around.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so we, those are the people can, that I know outside security. Those are the people that I know.
If we can jump on the issue of protests, we've seen that there were protests that are being staged imo mu New York imo mune varikuratidzira vachitiwo havasi kufara ne utongi wavamunangagwa uye zvevachiti vamunangagwa vari kudzvinyirira kodzero dzevanhu saka ivo vakutowanikwa vachiuya kuzoratidzira mu New York munoti sehurumende
hatitomboziva kuti vari kupa tinombovaona isu saka ndingataura zvandisina kuona ndikutonzwa nemiwo saka but kana variko kwavari ikoko atongoti ikodzero dzavo ka vakune vanhu vano panohwina vanhu maelections vashoma vanoita pademocracy pano anowana 100% zvinoreva kuti kana nyango ukawana ukaita 51% umwe akaita 49% kune 49% dziri opposed kwauri saka dzicharamba dziko kuopposa kubva musi waunotanga kusvika musi waunogumba nekuti ndo basa ravo rokuopposa saka vakafunga kudemonstrata ivavo 49% ndizvozvo even nyange wakaita 90% kune 10% dzenge dzakuramba 10% idzo dzinorabvumidzwa kuramba dzichingoratidzira dzichingoti hatikudi hatikudi kusvika manext elections ikodzero dzavo ndo zvinoita demokrasy.
Let me now go to if I can cut you short there, Mr.
By all means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Mr. Jokorova. Jokora, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamangwana. Titarisewo kuti imi mune urongwa hwamuinahwo seCitizens Coalition for Change hwokuratidzira nezvimwe zvakadaro. Mungatitaurira kuti zvinobatsira here kuratidzira kumasidelines eunga?
Yeah, just to remind vamangwana, 65 people vakauya vachinzi ndevesecurity ya Emmerson Mnangagwa. And Mundege Yao Yawagawaya now, there were 98 people that included Emmerson Mnangagwa's twins. What are Emmerson Mnangagwa's twins doing in America? Are they on any official business? And then talking about the protests that we are having, the protests are organized by Zimbabweans, not CCC per se, and they are to petition, you know, the suffering that is going on in Zimbabwe, but most importantly, the injustices and the persecution that is being accorded to Honorable Job Scala, Honorable Stole, and the Nyatsime 15, and many other people that have been victims of, you know, judicial persecution by Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. How is Honorable Job Scala still in jail for 100 days when the people that made that Mo Blessing Ali are out? The people that made that Mr. Tuesday in Bulawayo, the people that are made that Bomeni Nube in Kwekwe, they are still out. And the people that just made a statement are in jail, incarcerated in jail, 100 days, they are still in there. So we'll be petitioning for their release at the United Nations. And just to let Mr. Mangwana know, we have written letters to all embassies. They know what is going on in Zimbabwe. Tomorrow we'll also go and give a petition to the United Nations and more letters to the people that are attending the United Nations so that they see the injustices that Mr. Mnangagwa is perpetrating against his own people. And then he goes to address the United Nations pretending to be a Democrat. There is no democracy in Zimbabwe. If there is, if there was a democracy, and if the people of Zimbabwe were really free, as he is purporting, then would not have people being persecuted and arrested for having a different political opinion, as we are seeing with the incarceration of Honorable Job Scala.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. There we're hearing from Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. We'll now switch to Mr. Mangwana to give him an opportunity to rebut. I understand that our other guest, let's bring in a woman. We have a Comfort Dondo, who has a group here in America, who she's an activist against the gender-based violence. Welcome to the program, Comfort Dondo.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Studio 7, thank you for having me.
Yes, I hope you were following the debate. We have Mr. Nick Mangwana of the Ministry of Information, and we have Tawanda Jokora of the CCC, and then you. But I understand that you are preparing to go for a workshop tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about this and also your view on President Mnangagwa's speech today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I did manage to listen to the president's, submission to the UN General Assembly. And let me start by saying, as a women's rights advocate, I was a little bit concerned, with the picture that was painted, of course, at the United Nations based on the work that we're doing on the ground in Zimbabwe. Although our program is based here in the States, we are still getting calls from Zimbabwe. So I think I'll quote the president said the Zimbabwe Gender Commission that was established, that all its practices are focused on, preventing any infringement of the rights of women and girls. I'll say, let's give an example that's really high profile right now. We have a former second lady, Mary Chiwenga. All her rights as a woman and as a human have been violated, including neglect of care for her and lack of access to her children for 2 years. So for me as a women's rights activist, when I hear our president submitting such a speech to the United Nations, I think there's a lot of discrepancies there. Mm-hmm. In asking if a powerful woman, if a woman with a high profile or formerly high profile woman like Mary Chiwenga literally just had her arm amputated because of lack of access of basic human rights, that is access to care, and she's unable to see her children. Mm-hmm. What then is going on to the woman on the ground who mm-hmm. might not have as much access as Mary Chiwenga?
If you can just hold on there so overall. That we do not alienate, we have our followers who are following us on our Facebook platforms. We have some followers on VOA, Shona, VOA in Debele, and VOA Studio 7. And we have Shamiso Mushande, who is contributing here with us, Veronica Nyangwaro, and the students, Chaiwa Wakasungwa, Vachuzwa, Kutima Fees, Eku UZ, Atisha Kwanisa, saka vanhu havachabvumidzwe here kukomplena vamangwana toenda kwamuri muri kunzwa hanzi kana vadzidzi chaivo havasi kubvumidzwa kuwanikwa havachitaura vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo dzekuti varatidzire nezvimwe zvakadaro tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. If we can go to Mr. Mangwana.
Oh, okay, ndingatitangokushanga chaiko. What we're having on this platform accusations that have been made against so and so, which are now being portrayed as fact. Somebody was speaking about Susan Mutami was raped. Is that a proven fact? No. It's an accusation which somebody went out with out there, and now it's being spoken here as fact. We are also hearing that President Mnangagwa's twins were on the plane. Honestly, guys, that's what you bring us here to talk about lies which have no basis whatsoever. Who said President Mnangagwa's twins are here? Because as far as I know, they are not here.
Anyway, so, maybe on that one, stick to the to the facts.
No, but let's
because unfortunately we just have like a minute and a half.
Unfortunately, the point is you brought me here. People who are accusing the government and everything of things that I have to respond to. So, and you're giving me very little time to respond to everything. So after three people have made presentations, including yourself, I have to rebut all the stuff that has been said. So I'm going one by one.
I think you only have a minute, Mr. Mangwana. Unfortunately, our program is going to end. So maybe just compress it to like 30 seconds.
Okay. Some of the issues that are being raised here are legal issues that have taken place according to due processes of the law, where government cannot interfere with those technical issues.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Mangwana. Unfortunately, even thank you to our guests at Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change and Comfort Dondo. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying let's meet again tomorrow here on the Women's Round Table. You have a very good night, and thank you to all those that were following us.